Is my spit okay? Because I know you don't like the kids.
Your spit's just fine, dear. And while we're on the subject of mortgage,
say, getting back to the program.
Oh dear.
And while we're on the subject of mortgage, we have the tax goddess, our knowledge base of taxation, in the studio with us,
and a shapely base she is.
And a shapely
this
base.
This is why I like Big Dave.
Is she a shapely base or a basted shape? Ow! Ow! Ow!
No, she can hold up a lamp in my living room anytime.
She often does in my room, but yeah, we'll talk about that later.
All right, tax goddess, we're talking about whether we should buy things personally or corporately.
Or LLC-ally.
Yeah, LLC is just
I like that word.
Smaller personal version of a corporation whose purpose is to limit liability, hence LL before the C.
Is that right? What's
hang on a second. Somebody's calling me on the phone. This is ridiculous.
That's like really professional.
Hello?
There, man.
I'm great. We're doing the Radio Free X-Men program right now.
You're on the air. Can we put him on the air?
Okay. What time? You guys, hold on just a second. Okay.
It's funny.
Uh-huh.
So, as I was saying...
Well, I guess the question is about the mortgage. Okay. Because, you know, when you talk about rental property, there's obviously
you're talking
a lot
Friday,
of
right?
issues.
How about 1 o'clock?
Because of the limited ability to deduct losses.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Believe it or not, good. He's on the phone with somebody else, and we're transferring and relaying questions and answers. 1 o'clock Friday it is. I'll write you down.
One of nature's great all daisy right. chains.
Wasn't I the one that said to turn off all the cell phones before we started the program?
I think so.
That's why we're laughing at you.
What's a daisy how chain? Embarrassing. Where were we?
Probably. Okay. Where were we?
LLC.
LLC, which he likened to a corporation, and in fact, their aim is the same, but they're really not quite the same thing,
no,
are they?
No, that's a very common misconception. People think it's a limited liability.
Did you hear that, David? You are misconceived.
What a shock. I'll tell my mother right away. In fact, she'll probably call next.
Because let's face it, it's only our moms who are listening to this show. But a lot of people think of it as being a limited liability corporation, but it's not. It's a limited liability company, and it is a distinct type of entity from a corporation. There are different tax rules that apply to a limited liability company than that apply to corporations, and you can end up with very, very different situations.
Now, tax goddess, bringing this back to the subject of mortgage, say I want to purchase a rental home. And I'm going to go to X-Man Mortgage and get the mortgage for it, blah, blah, blah.
With alacrity and a low rate.
With alacrity and a say that again?
Because they answered their
say
darn phones.
Because we answer our darn phones and
so
we're
call
just
the
Google
darn
it.
Phone today.
That's right. We're
alack.
With alacrity.
Alacrity, that means speed, you doofus.
I know, I'm just so fascinated.
That was after Dave looked
she
it up in his dictionary.
She just threw that word at me and it hit me like a low-flying airplane.
It hit him and stuck and slid slowly down.
I know.
This horrible scream.
Bryn Frog calls that the disintegrating orbit joke.
That's funny even without telling the joke.
That's right. It just has to burn through your brain's atmosphere and finally hits 5 minutes later.
That's the guy that bursts out laughing, walking down the street, and everyone wonders what's wrong with him.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Where were we?
We're rental on the house, mortgage.
That's right. I want to buy a rental house. I want
ADD.
I want X-Man to do the mortgage, and I want to go get me a rental house. Is it a good idea to put it in some sort of entity like that? Does that really need to be done?
And B, we just found out what's an LLC. What's an ADD?
Attention Deficit Disorder.
Is that a type of corporation?
No, it's a type of malady.
That we all seem to be suffering from. And B?
A BMF.
No, you had B.
Oh, B is, well, speaking on the subject of attention deficit disorder, what were we talking? Oh, which entity? Yes, thank you.
Well, I would say, first of all, yes, it's important to put it into some kind of a liability limiting entity because we're a lawsuit crazy nation.
And that's a very important question because does it really protect you?
Yes, if you do it right, it really does protect you.
So they won't
you.
Pierce the corporate veil, as they call
well,
it,
the,
if you set it
if
up
if it's
right.
a corporation or if it's a limited liability company. Ultimately, what it means is that in the event of a lawsuit, assuming you properly created your entities, then you can lose the assets owned by the entity, in your example, the rental house, but they cannot go after your personal assets. Now, in Texas, we have probably the most advantageous bankruptcy laws from the perspective of the person who's declaring bankruptcy than anywhere else in the country, and we have much more beneficial laws than the federal government allows. Because when you declare bankruptcy, you can choose to follow federal law or the law of the state you reside in.
So
and
it wouldn't
in Texas,
be,
you always go for Texas law.
It wouldn't be out of bounds to speculate that a whole heck of a lot more small businesses start up in Texas than in a lot of those other states just because of that. Because it's a friendly place to take a chance on a business without risking losing
your
personal assets.
Right, and our taxes, we don't have a personal income tax. The franchise tax, of course, is now changed to the gross proceeds tax, but that's for another show.
Yeah, thanks, Governor Perry. We'll talk about you next week.
But you do want to put it in some kind of a liability-limiting entity because you don't know when someone's going to fall down a staircase and sue you for far more than your insurance coverage is. In terms of rental houses, I would probably go with a limited liability company. One of the neat things about a limited liability company is if it has a single owner, then it can be called what's referred to as a disregarded entity. A disregarded entity means it doesn't have to file a separate income tax return for federal tax purposes. So if I held the rental house in a corporation, I have to file a corporate tax return, and I have to file a personal tax return. If I held it in a partnership with someone else, I'd have to file a partnership tax return and a personal tax return. But if I hold it in an LLC and I'm the sole owner, then I just report all that information directly on my personal return, and I have no requirement to file anything with the federal government.
So you and your business can be the same person for tax purposes, but be separate for litigation purposes.
Right, and that's a very big deal.
Big distinction.
Now, the biggest mistake.
I know all about being a disregarded entity.
I was going to say, that's a husband in the 12th year of marriage. Or is it just me?
As I was saying, gentlemen, the one mistake that I see very, very commonly made, well, people go and they want to set up their own entities instead of going to an attorney, which I think is always a mistake. When you're talking about something that potentially can protect you from tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars of liability, shell out the $1,500 and get a professional to do
go
it.
Go see Dave Brewer, the honest lawyer.
Anyway,
featured on our website, by the way.
He is good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
But the biggest mistake people make is they make both themselves and their spouse members of the LLC. Now, it's a community property state, so ultimately, in the event of a dissolution of the marriage or something like that, it doesn't matter whose name is on the membership because it's community property. You each own 50%.
That's right. If I own a gold mine and she divorces me, what's mine is hers, right?
Ba-dum-bum. But what happens is when you make both people a member, you don't have a single owner entity any longer.
That's right.
You've created a partnership. And while it can be filed as an LLC, you have those federal filing requirements once again. And so you suddenly have lost that advantage. And I see that very frequently. People don't realize that even though it's their spouse, that's another human being. And they've suddenly got additional filing requirements. Now, in any event, you're still going to have the Texas, whether it's franchise tax or now the new business tax issues. But again, we can talk about that later. You're probably not, for most people, not going to have enough gross proceeds for it to be a problem. You've got to have $300,000 in gross proceeds before you're
subject. Especially not after Governor Perry gets through with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, all that goes to show is that more and more you do need the tax goddess.
Absolutely.
And you can have the tax goddess. The tax goddess is haveable. All you got to do is go to radiofreexman.com.
I don't think I like the way he phrased that.
You can visit her on radiofreexman.com or at her website at yourbeancounter.net.
That's right. She's virtually haveable, folks. It's an
virtually
online
haveable
thing.
You
can learn more about her, and you can tell her more about you, and then after you've learned about each other, you can decide whether you want to have her and she wants to have you.
Okay, gentlemen, I think that we've had enough of this part of the conversation.
All right, just
come
make
on,
sure
we're trying to get you some customers. What's your problem?
That's right.
The kind of customers you appear to try to be getting me.
Are you impugning the nature of the listeners of this show?
No, I'm impugning the nature of the gentleman on the microphone.
She's talking to you, Bob.
She ain't talking to any of us.
Gentlemen, who came in?
Well, you know, Big Dave, it looks like we've wrapped up another day and successfully not talked about mortgage on our mortgage program.
It is amazing. We come here every week with the intention of explaining to you all about mortgages, and we miraculously managed to not do that.
But, you know, that doesn't mean you need to be left out in the cold with regard to mortgages. Just give me a call at 281-813-0509 or visit me. Just go to Google and type in my name, IXMAN, India X-Ray Mike Apple November. And there I am, the first thing there, and you can learn all about me.
281-813-0509. That's the darn phone, and they answer their darn phone at X-Man Mortgage.
That's right.
All right, you ready for the closing? I think we got, yeah, we're pretty close to enough material. Oh, wait, let's do a little bit on the intro. What did you bring in the paper that you wanted to talk about?
He had wanted to talk about Israel, and I had wanted to talk about the global warming stuff, but that's going to be more than a 10-second thing, so.
What do you got on global warming? It's not 10 seconds. It's more like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm thinking.
Well, remember, I was telling you about how the Greenland people in Greenland are
tickled. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do this. All right. Israel is in the news. Lebanon is in the news. Global warming, temporarily at least, is not in the news. So let's put it back in the news because we're contrarian broadcasters here on this program. And the folks from Greenland apparently are weighing in.
I'm Presbyterian. What is he talking about?
Contrarian denomination is the one that doesn't agree with anything anyone ever says as a matter of principle.
No, contrarian denomination is when I try and buy something down at that store there and they say, we can't take your money. Why not? It's
because
I just
it's
made
got
this
your
this
picture
morning.
On it.
I told you it was $5. You're giving me a one. It's the contrarian denomination.
That's right.
All right. The Greenlanders are weighing in on global warming.
There was a great article in the Wall Street Journal, yesterday. And it was saying that even though everybody else is lamenting global warming, the people in Greenland are absolutely thrilled because it has significantly improved their lives. In the last 40 years, they've gone up about 2 degrees. Which has increased their growing season by about 2 weeks. So they're producing more crops. They're getting 2 cuttings of hay a year instead of one, mm-hmm. which is resulting in bigger, fatter animals, more money at the market, more food, dramatically lowering their dependence on Denmark for food assistance. Warm water cod, though it's hard to imagine any warm water up there, have reappeared, which is a very profitable, I don't know if you call it a crop, a catch, compared to the other things.
A resource.
Very, very profitable, which has been gone since the 1960s when they had a cooling trend. So suddenly the warm water cod are back. But you'll notice I say since the cooling trend from the 60s.
Yeah.
They had lots of them up until the 60s when things got cold.
As opposed to the cooling trend back in about 1550, which froze the south of England and the west coast of France for 50 years and put a lot of families out of the business of growing crops and starved generations of people. And that was right before the warming trend of medieval times, which the Greenlanders of those days were also very happy about.
And in fact, this article was saying that when you look at median temperatures, the median temperature in Greenland is now back to what it was 900 years ago when the Vikings were coming there and establishing farms. And it was after several hundred years that things got so freaking cold that they gave up on the farms. But it's actually back to what it was 900 years ago. So let's see. When was the Industrial Revolution again?
Ask Al Gore. I don't have any idea.
They also said that if they can get the growing season to push back another 2 or 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
that would actually enable them to grow fruit crops like apples and cherries mm-hmm. that need to freeze but still have to have that longer growing season. And they're even looking at reintroducing cows. They gave up on cows a long time ago. It's mostly reindeer and sheep.
Well, I thought they gave up on cows because of all the methane that pollutes the
atmosphere.
Well,
yeah, but that's warming things up. That's a good thing.
They are reintroducing them. Flossie, I'm Bull. Bull, this is Flossie. Sorry.
I haven't seen you in forever. Where have you been? I've been in Germany. It's still warm there.
Another thing it was saying in Canada, the slight warming has actually caused another 120 miles mm-hmm. of land to now be usable for growing grapes, for wine,
mm-hmm.
that previously was too cold. And just that 1 or 2 degree difference has made that land available now.
So it makes the equator a little bit hotter, but it makes the cold places a little bit warmer instead of hotter. And all that does is it means the prime real estate is now in a slightly different spot. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Things change over time. People move around. The best place to live 1,000 years ago may not be the same place as it is today. And I don't think Al Gore is investing in any real estate projects. If he is, he's probably buying Greenland.
No, what frightens me, I'm convinced that this is a grab for power. They are trying to get us to change our behavior. And the behavior modification that they want us to do
mm-hmm.
is expensive, and it's big, and it applies only to the United States. And then I'm watching the Glenn Beck show. Yes, he's on TV now.
Oh, no.
He's all over. I can't get rid of him. And he was citing an article where the amount of coal that China is going to increase usage over the course of the next, I think, 20 or 30 years will put more pollutants into the atmosphere than Ford Expeditions.
Wow.
So I'm going right out and I'm buying my Land Crusher.
Well, if you'll recall, China was not asked to sign the Kyoto Treaty.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that amazing? The countries that are polluting the most don't, the Kyoto Treaty is not expected to apply to them. It's only to people like us.
That's one of those arrogant first world to third world messages. We know we're so wonderful. We're going to bend over backwards to help your future and your kids. And you don't have to do anything because we know you're nowhere near as advanced as we are. You're nowhere near as capable as we are of taking care of the world and planning for the future. You can barely get by with your 1950s technology. And we're just so good, we're not even going to ask you to participate.
Yeah, well, you got the bend over part right.